Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Everyone, listen to what I'm going to teach you today. In life, you find yourself in junction that you have no help and assistance. And I was asking God, what am I going to teach your people today? And say, Holy Spirit, help me. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, help me. John 14, verse 16 to 18. And I pray the Father, and I will give unto you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, not for some time. John 14, 16. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye shall know him, for shall dwell with you and shall be with you. I love the last one there. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. If you are going to ascend in life, you need the Spirit of God to help you. The people of the world, when things are not working for them, they consult spirits. But unbeliever, when we have problems, we go to them to consult their spirit when we have the Holy Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. And he answered and spake unto me, this is the word of the Lord unto this assembly today. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, said a lot of hosts. Lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit, help me. If you are going to fulfill your destiny, you will have to pray this prayer more than you pray for money. Because what is in the realm of the spirit is much more than what is in physical. Until you surrender to the Spirit of God, you might live and just live like a nobody and be struggling. I pray for just one person today. The Lord removes struggle from your life by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6. The Lord killeth. You will need all these Bible verses. As I begin to preach, the Lord killeth and make alive, and bring it down to the grave, and bring it up. Can I pray for you? You will not die before your time. Amen. Verse 7, the Lord make it poor, you will not be poor. Amen. The Lord make it rich, he will make you rich. Amen. The Lord bring it low, you will not go low. Amen. The Lord lift it up, you will be lifted. Amen. Verse 8, he raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the beggar from dunghill, to set him among the princes and make them inherit the throne of God. For the pillars of the earth are God and Lord. And he set the word upon them. Now listen to me. If you are going to become anything worthwhile in life, one spirit must help you. Either the spirit of God or the spirit of the devil. And you know, if you go for the spirit of the devil, you will soon pay, because the devil will not give you anything for free. If you are going to be great in whatever profession you are choosing for yourself, even in the purpose you found, you need the Spirit of God. Sweet Holy Spirit of God, help me. I used to call him when I want to. I say, Holy Ghost, because anything ghost is a spirit. Holy Ghost, help me. I can't do this myself. You came with a vision. You came with a dream. You came with strength. But let me tell you, you will not be able to accomplish what you are sent to do on earth. No matter how intelligent you think you are, how beautiful, how fast, how vast you think you are, if you don't have the Spirit of God. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, help me. Now you thought you could fulfill your dream by your beauty or by your brain or by your whatever. But let me tell you, the Bible said, and I show you, that by strength no man can prevail. And recently again, I never knew. I've been reading that place. And I look at it again, John 15, verse 5, and say, for without me you cannot do nada. I saw it. John 15, lower, verse 5. Only without me you cannot do anything. Ah, look at how you have been struggling and struggling. What has become your struggle? I want to pray. Let me say, 200 people, the Spirit of God will help you today. Yeah. Until you switch from the realm of the physical to the spirit, you might just be like that, like them. And I've told you several times that you are not like them. You are more than them by the Spirit of God. There is a place God is taking you to. You will not be able to get there by your brain. Holy Spirit, help me. 1 Samuel 2:9 says, by strength, no man, no Nigerian, no American, no Japan, no Britain can prevail. So you will need the Spirit of God. Lift up your voice again and sweet Holy Spirit, help me. You thought you can prevail over the walls of your father's house. Do you recognize enemy? Do you know enemies? Do you know enemies? Can you recognize your enemy? Caring for you does not mean they love you. You think you can conquer the jealousy, the attack, the curse of your father's house? You think you can conquer the limitations, the arrows of your father's house? No. See, giving them your head does not even mean that they will love you. You need the Spirit of God to help you distinguish between evil and good, between helpers and devils. So I want to pray for just one person. From today, the Spirit of God will show you what to do with your life. Bible said in Luke 10:3, it says, I send you as wolves. How can wolves survive? How can sheep survive among wolves? You need the Spirit of God to help you. Oh my God. I pray for just one person today, that where you have been laboring without resolve, Spirit will go into action and help you in the name of Jesus. I did an experiment some time ago and people thought it's juju. Somebody said it's not selling. I said, I'm coming. I got to his shop and I sat down there. While I was sitting, people were coming in. I said, he said, I came with spirits. Pastors have spirits. You think it's a joke? Dibia, when you go there, you contact spirits. Likewise, God is the Father of all spirits. Sweet Holy Spirit, help me. You cannot survive in this world without the Spirit of God. You have tried several times. No way, except you are helped by the Spirit of God. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. See, it's because you are operating in the realm of the natural. There is a level you get to. You don't have any other prayer. The Spirit of God, if you don't help me, I am finished. Come. Lift up your hands, Spirit of the Living God, help me. Until you get to a level, you pray the prayer as if you want to die. Some of us don't have helpers, and we are helpers to people. And helpers to people, nobody knows when you don't have cobble in your hand. They will still be expecting that you are going to help them. If you are not assisted, even the people you are helping will turn to enemies tomorrow. If you are not assisted, the person that loves you today will hate you tomorrow. If you are not assisted, how do you move among friends that turn to enemies? How do you move among manipulating wicked friends? Luke 1:35. I cannot do without you.
I cannot do without you.
And the angel answered and said, oh, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. Cannot told you, you sure.
I cannot do.
Said the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. See, until the Holy Ghost overshadow you, your life remains a shadow. Continue to struggle. Continue to gather. Continue to think you are their help and their friend. Hey, Spirit of the Living God, help me. 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 Help me. And Jesus said, be wise like serpents. Which means be wise like unbeliever. You and me know when unbeliever have problem, what did they do? They consult spirits. But when you have problem, what do? you consult your friend. You have not seen anything. They will show you. They will show you. You call your younger sister. Have you? You call. You, that's what you do. I am telling you now. Forget about all of them and consult what? The Spirit. Just that, just as eyes are different from eyes, men are different from men. People are different. Spirits are different from spirits. There are spirits and there are spirits. Until you consult the Spirit of God, let me tell you, you keep guessing. And I'm telling you again, when you consult the devil spirit, you will pay. He will give you one naira, he will collect 1 million from you and your generation. And that's why Jesus said, come unto me. He said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. I will not give you trouble. I will just give you what to do. Tell you what to do. I want to take you on the journey. I want to show what the Spirit of God can do for you. The day I have relationship with the Spirit of God, my life changed. It tells me, move away from that place. Go to so-so place. It tells me, stay here. I told you my mom sent me to meet the sister in Ibadan. There was no phone then. I was 21, 22. So I got to Ibadan, my mother's friend's house, and they said she has packed out. Ibadan, I don't know whether it's true. They say it's the largest city in Africa. I don't know. Where am I going to go? And if I don't give that thing to her, there'll be trouble. So I asked, who knows? They said, nobody knows. And I said, Spirit of the Lord, help me. Sweet Holy Spirit. And the Lord said, wait on this junction. So I left the house and I waited there. 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Wait. 3:30. One man was passing. The Lord said, follow him. I told you this before. And I started following him. So the man noticed that somebody was following him. He increased his step. I increased my own. And the man, instead of me to go to where he was going straight, he was going round because he doesn't know. Eventually, he entered into the apostolic church. And when he entered into the place, he said, ah, what are you following me for? I said, please, I'm looking for Auntie Ruth, Mama De. He said, ah, she's in the practice. Come. And Mama De said, how did you know this place? Spirits helped me. And that is how spirits have been helping me, fighting my battles. Let me tell all the people that look for my trouble, that I saw the end of people that started before. Because Spirit helped me. Can I pray for you? David, are you ready? Can I pray for you? This month, the Spirit of God will help you. I'm only hearing people from there. I think they're executive here. I said this month, the Spirit of God will help you. Let me show you. Oh, in the remaining days of your life, the Spirit of God will help you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the remaining days of this month, the Spirit of God will carry you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me show you what the Spirit of God can do. You don't need to open the place. You know the story, Genesis 37 from verse 5 to 12, 18 and 20. The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more than gold. Something more than gold.
Something more than gold.
Did I tell I've been kidnapped 7 times? They carried me 7 times. Something more than gold.
Something more than gold.
Spirit
of the Lord.
I was seeing Sunshine off to school one day, and I said, Sunshine, one boy is going to look for your trouble today. When the person look for your trouble, don't fight him because the boy will soon die. And I said, Daddy, I don't fight. I said, today you might fight except God help you. So in the evening, I went to help him in school. I carried his bag and I said, no car, we're strolling. He said, Daddy, a boy came from another class and the boy was hitting me. That, who are you? Who are you thinking? He said, I almost jacked him. Did you jack? He said, I did not jack. That boy was assigned to die that day. not on the record of my own song. When we are telling you to pray, you will not pray. It is stupid dreams that have no meaning you'll be having. Your dream self, you don't have meaning. Do you know why? Because you don't have the Spirit of God. Somebody say, Spirit of the Living God. I'm not hearing you. Say it again. Let me hear you. Now shout, help me. We run to people for assistance. But to God, you don't want to pray. Help me. Help me so that I will not see shame. Help me so that I will not become a laughing stock. Help me, Lord, so that I will not be a storyteller in life. A young boy had a dream. You know how many times you've had a dream? You have dreams? And in that dream, he saw that the sun, the moon, and they all bowed down to him. He couldn't accomplish it until he was assisted by the Spirit of God. We all knew his story. He was left. He was finished. Is anybody here listening to me now? And it seems you are finished spiritually, financially, maritally, materially. The Spirit of God will assist you. He was sent as a helper to his family. But the same family was sent to a plan to kill him. He was sent as a lifter. But they don't care. They sold him out. In selling him out, he found himself in a prison. Everybody thought his story has ended. Look at me. If you don't want your story to end like others in your family, you need to shout, Spirit of God, help me. Because time is going. Time is going. If you don't want to be a storyteller, and I had great dreams, so what happened to your dream? You need the Spirit of God to help you. If you don't want the cause of men to come to pass in your life, I'm the one people curse, but you know what? Their curse, they curse me. Until you consult the Spirit, the curse of men will curse you. That is why your father curse you and you're afraid. You have not done anything wrong. And you are saying, what have I done? You need to consult the Father of all fathers. Holy Spirit is the working force of God. Remember I said, now, life has been impossible for you, but I prophesy now, the Spirit of God will make it possible for you again in the name of Jesus. He found himself in a prison and everybody thought his life was finished. And don't forget, the Spirit of God is the working force of God. Bible says, all things work it for good. You remember? In Romans chapter 8 verse 28, can I pray for you? Is your head ready for this prayer? Whatever you are going through now, the Spirit of God will make it to work to favor you at last in the name of Jesus. Where your destiny has been halted, arrested, where your destiny has been stopped, you need the Spirit of God. How many of you are ready to call unto the Spirit of God today? I pray for you. You will not pray in vain in the name of Jesus. See, Spirit pass spiritual. Spirit pass spiritual. I was sharing with them of two people that came for counseling. One used to come here anytime he's in Lagos. And he brought his friend that is the son of an Afar. I share Pastor Timothy. And when they came, they said they have been trying to get they call it bid. And once they get it, it's for 5 years. So I said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, sir, help me. So I said, why did you bring your friend here? He said, it's my bosom friend. Ha. Okay. So I prayed and said, go get me Bibles. Because his Bible me had the use. So he went and got me Bibles. So I said, but your friend is interested too. He said, sir, it's true. I'm interested. I said, so what are you going to do? He said, my father is an Afar. I said, okay. Go and meet your father. By the time we finish, his father came to greet me. Now, how did you do it? And I said, sir, there are spirits. And there are spirits. He said, teach me your own. Can I pray for you? All other power, we bow to the Spirit of God in your life in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you. All other spirits, they have consulted to bring you down. We bow down to the Spirit of God in your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible made me to understand that he lifted the poor. So what happened? Psalm Genesis 41 verse 41. The Bible said the Spirit of God entered into the palace. Genesis 41, 14. The palace of Pharaoh and caused trouble there. And they called for it. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. Look at who will have, who is Joseph? Who was he? Can I pray for you? There are a connection you can never have in life except God connects you. Let me face this place, sir. The connection you have been running to achieve, the Spirit of God will connect it for you in the name of Jesus. And Joseph called. Pharaoh called Joseph. Can I pray for you? What is your own name? Let me pray on it for you. And they brought him hastily. I pray for you. The Spirit of God will bring you out of that trouble into limelight in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm praying for you. The power, the Spirit that brought Joseph out of prison, where his father cannot help, where family cannot help, but the Spirit helped him. And somebody here, I'm praying on top of your head. The Spirit of God will help you achieve the unachievable in your family in the name of Jesus. I want to be sure you are the one I'm praying for. I said, what your father cannot do for you, what your mother cannot achieve for herself, I'm praying on top of your head that the Spirit of God will help you achieve them in the name of Jesus. If you are the only person I pray for now, shout three amen and pack your blessings. Immediately he was called for. Look, all his wasted years was covered up. Oh, the 17 years of prison was covered up. I pray for you, for all your wasted days and years, and days and years that it seems you have become nobody and nothing, and you have nothing to show in oblivion. The Spirit of God will make it up for you in the name of Jesus. I am not praying for everybody, I'm praying for somebody. I said, the Spirit of God will complete and make it up for you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one I'm praying for, I want your loudest amen and pack your blessings. Genesis 41, 42. Joseph had no education. I didn't say she's not going to school. So many people have masters. A lady came to this church, had two masters. Two masters. So I said, go for deliverance. This is what you're going to do. And she came back with testimony. What happened? She consulted spirits. When she sent her first tithe, I said, who is this girl? He said, it's me, sir, the lady that has two masters. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Joseph had no education. Genesis 41, 42. No financial background. Genesis 41, 42. He was a slave. Joseph owned nothing. He had nothing. He doesn't even have clothes. They had to change his clothes for him. But the Spirit of God went into action and made Joseph. Look at it. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hands. Not those rings you used to buy at Ebeda. And put it upon Joseph's hand. And arrayed him in vessels of fine linen. And put a gold chain upon his neck. This can only happen by the Spirit of God. I want to pray for you. For all the things that have been stolen from you, the Spirit of God will give you one connection that will return them and redeem them back for you in the name of Jesus. Verse 43, Joseph had no money to buy a car. But the Bible said that they gave him the second car of the country. There are things you cannot do for yourself, sir, that the Spirit of God must help you. There are cars that I will not buy it. I'm telling you, I'm not going to buy it. If they give me self, I will sell and buy and I will do. And they made him to ride on the second chariot. How can a prisoner get to this level in life? How can a prisoner? There are cars you are saving money for. Before you complete that money, another car will come. You know, you are still saving, you are still saving. Some of you are saving to buy phone, Abby. But when God decides to help you, You will not use your body. Somebody will say, I am led to give you. I was praying for one of my daughters. I said, you will not beg to be assisted. But God will put a weight. And God will put your case in the heart of people. God will put your body in the heart of people. They are the one that will call you that what do you need. And that's what I do. I don't beg people. But I begin to consult spirits. Oh, I want to pray for somebody here. The car you cannot buy. The life you cannot live. The life they deprive you of living. As you consult the Spirit of God. Are you ready? The Lord will give it to you by Spirit in the name of Jesus. I said the Spirit of God will buy it for you in the name of Jesus. I said the Spirit of God will remove the barriers in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout a big amen and pack your blessing. Verse 40, he had no money to buy a house.
Spirit.
But they gave him a house. They gave him a house. But he had no money to buy a house. Verse 40, he had no house. Thou shalt be over my house. According unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. So all the houses in Egypt was in his hands. Bible said, when the Lord turned the captivity of Femi Akiola, we are like them that dream. When the Spirit of God finished helping you, you'll be thinking, am I dreaming? Is he him? Is he she? Is he she? Is he she or he? I want to pray for you. You have been trying to build house. You have been trying to have something to show for life. This is only for one person. The Spirit of God will help you achieve it. Verse 41. Joseph's case was bad though. Verse 41. But the owner of the earth gave him the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have said it over all. The owner of the earth will help you achieve greatness in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see the Spirit of God compensating somebody again in the name of Jesus. This month, the owner of the earth will help you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You saw your mother crying in the dream. And now, the clothes she was in to wipe her tears was your clothes. And since then, you ran away from your mother, calling her a witch. The Lord says, manipulation, this is set up. Most of you have dreams, and your dreams, they are lies. I'm telling you, your dreams are lies. Any dream that has been sent to you to manipulate your life, today, I cancel them, I reject them for you, and I decree, receive deliverance from them in the name of Jesus. 45. How will Joseph marry? If he wants to marry, we'll go and marry commoner now. But verse 45 said, he married the best, the first lady, the first daughter of the land. And Pharaoh called Joseph. That name, very long. And he gave him wife. And he gave him wife. He didn't pay dowry. If that's the one miracle you want, you don't want to pay dowry. Consult the spirit. Anybody here that has been battling with your marital life, the Spirit of God will set today for you in the name of Jesus. Joseph was not exposed, but after that meeting and after that launch now by the Spirit of God, he began to travel. They said, leave the road, leave the road, leave the road. Verse 44, verse 57, you will see them there. Oh, I want to pray for you before I run off. This year, this month, it shall be evident in your life that the Spirit of God has assisted you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Psalm 24, verse 8 to 10, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. And lift up your heads, O ye gates, verse 9. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory come in. Verse 10, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Any door that has been stopping others in your family, by the Spirit of God, I command them to be lifted for you in the name of Jesus. I saw something in the Bible that really surprised me. You see, the Bible is powerful than anything, though. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. My helper is. My helper. Likewise, the Spirit. My helper is.
My helper is.
My helper.
My helper.
My helper is.
My helper is.
My helper.
My helper.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. For we know not what we should even pray for we, as we ought to. But the Spirit. What are you going to do without the Spirit of God? Make an intercession. We groaning. Several times I sit and I begin to pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, if you don't help me, I'm finished. And he always come through for me. My helper is.
My helper
is. My helper.
My helper.
What must we do this morning? Number one, you have to trust God. You got to trust God. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding in all your ways, and he will direct you. He's the giver of your dream. You've got to trust him. Look at me. Trust is bigger than love. When you trust somebody, you love them. When you love somebody, you might not even trust them. But I love you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Everybody can fail. He will not fail you. Number two, be selfless. Stop living your life as if you are the only one that exists. Life is not about you alone, my dear. Joseph was in the prison. He was still helping people in the prison. He was still interpreting other people's dream. And God says, time for your own dream to be interpreted. Number three, don't give up. Bible says, if you faint in a time of trouble, Proverbs 24 verse 10, he said your strength is small. Number four, don't compromise. My son, when sinners are enticing you, don't follow them. Don't compromise. No matter what life is bringing your way, don't compromise. Don't compromise. You might be a pastor, a minister, whatever. Don't compromise. You have been a believer for years. Things are not working. Don't compromise. God is coming for you. God will not let you to be stranded. It will make a way where they say there's no way for you. Let me tell somebody beside you, don't compromise. Number five, wait on God. Wait on God. No plane will fly until he has received instruction. Wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, you see, with wings as eagles. They shall run, but they will not be weary. They shall walk and finally, last one, be led by the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 4, verse, chapter 8, verse 14. And as many that live, be led by the Spirit of God. Be led. Every time you are fasting, you walk or cool down. You just fight. Every time fast. It's God telling you to fast. if you are led by the Spirit of God, you know that sometimes you don't have to fast. You have to bless somebody around you. You have to carry sacrifice to church. But no, Aweni. All your neck is tiny. Ikumbo. But I'm about 21 days. As I finish, you see cockroach. Aware. And as you are saying, oh man, you'll be opening your eyes as if you have demon of fasting. I love people. And the Lord told me, son, I don't fast. I don't eat too. Be fast and come home. I said, bring Amala. Fast and come where? I know they go. Be led by the Spirit of God. Let God lead you. Let God lead you. I met a young man in Paris selling, Yoruba call it horobo, selling nonsense on the floor. Fine boy. And I said, what are you doing? He said he came to Paris and things start off. Ha. And Mama Clara was saying, Dad, let's go. I said, I'm coming. I'll meet you at the park. And I said, pack this thing. Don't sell this thing again. You're not supposed to be selling here. I had 300 euros with me. I said, take this 200 euros. Go and join the army. He said, sir, I said, go and join the army. My name is Femi Akinola. Look for me. 2 years later, I was in Belgium and the boy called, hello, sir, can you please come over to Paris? I said, why? He said, by the grace of God, I'm a military boy in France. He said, anything you want to do in France, come. What took him there? The Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man. Look at your face. You will go to your priest. I'm bringing a message on Sunday. If God permit me. Your priest will say, go and do this. It will take you 3 years to do it. Look at how your life is. Continue to struggle there. Oh, team man, kaka. If this message is finished, let us pray.
Something more than gold. Yeah. Something more than gold.
I'm not hearing you.
The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more than gold.
Some years back, I said, Stanley, I want to pray. You think I'm joking? I'm done. And the Lord said, everybody should bring water. A family, I can't believe it. Do you know what this family did? They said, we don't know that you're praying on water. All those things is juju. I said, what? I said, juju is water. The water that you drink. When you say, omilero. Ah. So he didn't do it. 3 weeks later, your only daughter was having sickness. He said, Daddy, can I have the water? I said, you don't have any gutter around you. Oh, man. Water called botany. What are you doing in the church? You don't believe the priest. Go, I'm teaching you now. Go and consult the Spirit yourself. Abi now. Go and do what? How? Yourself. Go and consult the Spirit. How? Yourself. Go and meet God. Father, what should I do? Speak to me. Pay the price. Whatever he tells you to do, do what? Do it. At least when you hear from God directly, God cannot dupe you. I want us to pray. Let me see your hand as you pray. I'm not seeing your hand. When I was in the apostle, I was a very small boy. We used to have one elder there. He used to do his hand like this every time. I can't forget in my life. Let me see your hand. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. I'm not saying, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remember, I started with John 14. Said, I will send to you another comforter. Every one of you here that your life is in a pain, God will comfort you. Anyone here that your life, you don't have direction, the Spirit of God will direct you. Let me first play. I said the Spirit of God will direct you. If you are the one I'm praying, I said the Spirit of God will show you the way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, do for me what man cannot do for me. for me what men refuse to do for me. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, do for me what men will not do for me. Do for me what men refuse to do for me. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Do for me, Lord. Is somebody pray? Are you praying? In Jesus, they will pray. Let me add this story for you. You have to love the Spirit. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Yes, I love
you, Lord. You are God.
You have to love. You have to love the Spirit. You have to love the Spirit. You have to love the Spirit. Don't forget it. Add it to it. Now pray with somebody. Say, Spirit of the Living God. Advertise me. Market me. You understand that? If God advertise you, everybody will want to meet you. Everybody will want to buy your own product. Are you ready to pray? You are not praying, no. Someone say, Holy Spirit, advertise your name in my life. Say, Holy Spirit, market my gifts. Market my skills. Market me, Lord. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Oh, Lufa, come in.
My God.
Hey, somebody pray.
My glory, my day, oh God. Oh, Lufel, come in. My glory, my day, oh God. Yes, oh, Lufel,
somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're on this side. You're married for a very long time now, but nothing is working. Now the Lord said, I should pray. Any scorpion they use to tie your womb, I command the scorpion right now to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, wherever they use that scorpion to tie this womb, let the scorpion catch fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Say after me, say, Holy Spirit, expose to me every mystery behind my problem. We lift up your voice and pray like that. Are you there? Are you praying? Is somebody praying there? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Holy Spirit, wherever is blocking my breakthrough, oh Lord, remove them. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Oh Lord, remove them. Remove them. Somebody, are you praying? Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your mother's name is Beauty. 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 I don't know whether he's dead or alive. Life is tough for you. Life is very bad for you. Now I pray for you today, because you have contacted this man. You have contacted this Jesus. Let heart condition begin to break in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Holy Spirit. You can see that I'm not encouraging you to pray again. You can see I'm not going to. Don't pray. Just say, Holy Spirit. Whoever is working so hard to make my life hard, oh Lord, remove them. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Whoever is working so hard to make my life hard, what a mighty God we serve. Whoever is walking so hard, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I said, a time ago, the Lord showed me two lions in the cage. And I was saying, what is this? By the time the Lord explained to me, I didn't tell anybody anything again. I said, Spirit of God, any strong man behind my trouble, tie them down. Lift your voice and pray. Oh, what a mighty God is that. Tie them down. Tie them down. Somebody say, every strong man, Holy Spirit. Hey, somebody pray. In Jesus, never pray. In Jesus, never pray. Come, come, come quickly. Come. Put your hand on your chest. You don't have asthma in Jesus' name? I'm not asking you a question, no. I'm telling you that you don't have asthma in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody put your hand on your chest. Any arrow that fired into your life to kill you before your time, return back to sender. Amen. Your picture is in the hands of the wicked. I withdraw it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. I am withdrawing your picture now. Amen. Everyone here that your picture is in the hands of the wicked, I withdraw them now. Amen. Thank you, precious Lord. Go back. You are smelling to your husband. You are smelling. Time he sees you, he's angry. Anytime he sees you, he's angry because you are smelling. Any smell they are upon your life to make you smell. Any odor they are put on your life to make you smell. The Spirit of God, clear them off now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Pray and say, Holy Spirit. I'm not here and say, Holy Spirit. Whoever is spreading negative news against my life. Now you can say, whoever is spreading negative news against my life. Say, Holy Spirit, bring them down. Bring them down. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Are they praying here, self? Is somebody praying here? In Jesus, never pray. You are from Imo, Please, where is Owerri? Good. You are tied down in Owerri. Ben, you are tied down in Owerri. Now, where did they tie you? I just come from there now. How you go, come? That's your business. Eh? There's no ghost load. In the name of Jesus, there's no... And you have a younger sister called Precious. That is where I'm going to. That is why I'm doing this. Is the person here? Make I pray for him. Are you from Imo? You have a younger sister called Precious. Say that I'm coming. Stay here. Oh, worship him.
What a mighty God you are. Incredible. Unsearchable.
Wait. That woman in yellow. There's a woman behind you. Come. The woman behind you. Come. Come. Stop the nonsense now, because you will not come back. Ask her again for me. You want to die? Why are you working at night? You want to die? 8 o'clock in your house. Eh? What did I say?
8 o'clock.
Eh?
8 o'clock.
Oh God. Long. Are you a tomboy? More than a tomboy boss. Nisuro, you are a woman. God will deliver you from battle.
Amen.
More than a tomboy boss, being a big boy. The Lord deliver you from battle.
Amen.
Won this girl. You know, that was how I said in the church. Yanni, come up. I said, everybody should get home by when? You are men. They kill Yannick to 11 or after 10. And idiot and wicked will say, hey, now he keep person. Where they see, maybe they take it out. See, relationship cannot work for you until you pray to God to deliver you from the spirit of hatred upon your life. Kneel down, let me pray for you. Anybody here that upon you the spirit of hatred? I don't know how. And please, in this church, we don't do arrangements. Ask God the pastor, I don't have time. We don't do any arrangement. I don't have time. The person you brought last time, did I know the boy? We don't do arrangement. I don't do. Do I know you before, sir? I don't do arrangements. Okay, I want to arrange any God forbid bad thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't do arrangement in this church. Ah, nah, he run you. When I go here and I go home, I'm not going to pay anybody. The money is not enough for me to chop. Get me oil. Open it quickly. What is your name?
Ikama.
Sorry?
Ikama.
Ikama. So Ikama. So you can hear what you want. What is Kama?
Mother of God.
Mother of God, put your knee down. Lord, I pray for Kama. I don't like that thing. How can you be mother of God? I want to change the name now. You are not mother of God again. What kind of name is that, self? Which God? Help me now. Which God? Lord, I pray for this sister today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm waiting. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm waiting. Just waiting. I'm 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 waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Today, 1st of May, your life is changed from that of hatred to acceptance in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, whatever they have done to make you to be hated, you have a wonderful heart, but people hate you and you are wondering, what have I done? Why are things not working? Today, as a priest, I change the pattern and destiny, and I command the nonsense to stop in your life. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. You will no longer be a Ikama. Just like Jacob was chained to Israel, I change your name from Ikama to Charity. No, Charity is not good enough. I'm moving. That is the normal one they will have you at home. To Favor. That is English Bible name, Abigail. So you have a new name. If it was your mother, I would have given you Charity. Your father gave you Favor. I give you Abigail. Thank you, precious Lord. Shake me. What a mighty God we serve. Help me worship him small.
Unstoppable. What a mighty God you are.
Pray with me, say Holy Spirit. I'm not here, say Holy Spirit. Expose to me what I should know about my life. The day God will tell you what you are supposed to be and know about your life, you will not struggle again. The day God told me you are Abraham, that day, everything about my life changed. There are some things I don't struggle for again. Yes. The day the Lord told me, sit down there, I don't run after anybody again. So pray with me and say, Holy Spirit. Are you tired already? I know I've taken 20 minutes. I'll take 10 minutes more. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
There's holiday today now. We can be here till evening now. Abby, you and who? Talefepa. Come and preach. Yes, sir. As if you like me. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Expose to me what I should know about myself. Oh, yeah, lift up your voice and pray. About yourself. In Jesus' name, we pray. Abigail, go and join your church choir, okay? And serve in the church. God is going to use you mightily. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
expose everyone around me to me. So that you will not be feeding who will kill you. Amen. You are feeding the serpent. The serpent will grow up to eat you now. Expose everybody to me. Expose everybody to me. Expose everybody to me. Let me not be among the wicked. Let me not be among wicked and evil people. You are the one helping them, but they have plan for you. Somebody is praying. Is somebody praying? Is Joy praying? Is Ayo praying? Is somebody praying there? Expose them all to me, all of them. Expose them to me. Expose them to me. Let me see them for who they are. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm hearing they are calling the name of a boy. It's a small boy. And I can't find the name of the boy, but I got the name of the mother. So they are saying, this person, the son of Toyin. Any toy in the house, you will not bury your child. Anytime you're watching me, wherever you are, you will not bury your son. Here I am 10 steps ahead of them. Before anybody die, I tell them. Before your friend die, I tell him. Tell the bastard saying I kill her husband that a church, a cup is full. Before anything happened, I tell him. When I was telling him 6 months before he died that you are treading on the dead path. You are treading on the dead path. Anybody here that they are planning, your name is Tony, and they are saying you will bury your son today. How can somebody be playing and fall? I command the plan right now to backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. I am still praying for you. How can somebody fall and they say he didn't wake up again? Here I stand, and I decree by the power and the blood of Jesus that he shall not stand in the name of Jesus. The person is April, though. It's April. I command right now. The person is April. Not you. I command right now that where they are finishes, I scatter their plans in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and worship him. The devil is a bastard. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. When we pray, God exposes things. That's why it's good to pray. When we pray, God exposes things. We give you praise. Come, let me pray for you. Kneel down here. I go to Owerri. Owerri is in Imo State. So they want to, they are not going to bring this coffin in. And they are saying, who is in this coffin? And they are saying, Precious. So I command right now that anything they are planning to make this family cry will not stand.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who is November are between the two of you?
Me.
So I command whatever they have done to tie you in Imo State today, that thing release you by fire in the name of Jesus. All people saying amen. I say you are released from the manipulation of darkness in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Lift, come in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That boy that do like this, clap for Jesus. That boy that do like this. Come. Do you have international passport? Eh? You are going to leave this country, but be careful of friends. There's a friend that said he will make sure that Omar Siyadebien will suffer. He said, I will make sure that you are Jay. You see, I want to pray for every one of us that have children. Bad friend will not come into our lives. Bad friend has entered your life. Oh. Can I pray for you? May the Lord send them out. Anybody here that, see me, look at me. Me. Do I have a friend? No, don't say the truth. Expose me. I don't have any friend. I just said any friend, not on me. There's no friend. I don't have any friend. I don't have any. And I'm not going to have any. I don't want. I'm good. I don't have, not one. Timothy, you see any friend with me? No friend. You have friends, and one of them, the devil will use him. Anybody the devil want to use to give you trouble, the Lord separate you from them in the name of Jesus. When you are supposed to be abroad, you will not be in jail. Oh, say amen. Oh, post. I said, when you are supposed to be abroad, you will not be in jail. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Bye-bye. Clap for Jesus, y'all. In Jesus' name, we worship. Let us use the Spirit of God to search for money. Say, Holy Spirit. Where is my money? Oh, my son, let's say, Holy Spirit, where is my money? Teach me to make profit. Lift up your voice, everybody, and cry to God. Madam, I pray. Teach me to make profit. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I've taught you this before. And Jesus said to Peter, I said, go to the sea and throw the hook. You remember? He said, when you have gotten the fish, he said, you are going to find coin there and pay for what? He said, pay for me, Jesus said, and then you. Most of you, when you get money, you settle yourself first. That's why your life is like this. Follow the Spirit. There are conditions of the Spirit. Pay for me, then for yourself. Connect here. I want to pray for you. Time is going. By the power and the blood of Jesus, the Lord teach you to make money. I'm not hearing. The Spirit of God will teach you to gather wealth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you are in school, you rape a lady. When you rape the girl, you thought it was over. Now you are out of school and your life is hard. I know you might be ashamed, no problem. But this is what you are going to do. See Pastor Paul after the service so that they can lay deliverance for you. Because what you have done, that girl has caused you, holy bombe. Except you are delivered. I continue praying. Let me see your hand, I'm praying for you. I don't know why people rape people. I don't know. If you want to sing, go and sing. Go and make prostitute and pay them. And face God later with your HIV. I'm telling you. Yeah, why should you rape people? I said, situation. Oh, why? By the way, Jehovah, by. Okay, no problem. The Spirit of God will make a way for you. The Spirit of God will open doors for you. I have never seen where the Spirit beg. You will not beg to be assisted, but the Lord will make you to be what you are supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That key that is lost in your life, that is making you to struggle, the Lord give the key back to you in the name of Jesus. See, I'm praying for you from my heart. May prayer work for you. I'm not hearing you. I said prayer will work for you. This is, and the Spirit help. The Spirit will help your problem, help you from shame, help you from delay in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen. All the people that are supposed to be married and not married, the Spirit of God will bring your husband and your wife to you in the name of Jesus. Where you are supposed to be in life, the Spirit of God will connect you to get there in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Who you are supposed to meet in life, the button you are supposed to press, the Spirit of God will connect you to receive them in the name of Jesus. What you are supposed to do, the Spirit of God, he said, and he will teach you all things. The Spirit of God will teach you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you. You shall be for signs and wonders. You shall be for signs and wonders. Anybody you have helped and have taken your money to give to goats, have taken your money to give to animals, to give to shrine, and your life is doing like this, I command right now, oh yeah, take back your glory in the name of Jesus. Of you, the Lord said, I have brought you out of suffering. You will not go back into suffering in the name of Jesus. I used to tell God, the mistake I will make that will make me to suffer, let me not do it. I pray for you, the mistake you will make that will make you to suffer, you will not make such in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are men where they have walked out of your life. I am still praying for you. The Spirit moving to help you this time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This month will be a good month for you. We give you praise.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message.
you can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.